This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton's November loss has meant funding for the Clinton Global Initiative has dried up. The Clintons were accused in the campaign of creating CGI as a slush fund for a pay-to-play scheme. Operation Rescue found payments made by an Ecuadorian crime family that paid Clinton's cash for U.S. immigration help to avoid Ecuadorian prosecution. One abortionist whose salary was paid for out of the fund has now lost her job peddling contraception and stirring up demand for abortion in Latin America. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood in the state of Texas were back in front of federal Judge Sam Sparks this week. They were battling over funding cuts made after Texas concluded that because of illegal specimen marketing, Planned Parenthood could not be relied on to follow other legally required interests of patients. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio.
A bill introduced in the Iowa State Senate would make it easier for women to sue abortion practitioners for undisclosed risks of psychological distress caused by abortion. Sponsor Mark Chelgren says the bottom line is full disclosure. We need medical professionals who are looking after their patients' best interests and not looking after how much money they can make. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.